detailed, hold, right, pace.
On Friday morning, the Frank L. Gearlock Post in Sloan celebrated its updated men's and women's restrooms. Veteran Mike Budowski, who about a year ago began using a wheelchair permanently, was unable to get into the men's room without help. He's pleased by the change.
When you're running a post like this and you're having parties, the restroom facilities are a must. And if the veterans, especially the handicapped ones, don't have a facility like this, they do have discomfort and they suffer a little bit.
Back in 2015, then-State Assemblyman Michael Kearns and the American Institute of Architects began a project to survey capital needs at more than a dozen local veterans' posts. Last October, a Korean War veteran, Norman Racky, suffered a fatal fall downstairs at a post in Buffalo where an elevator was not available. In light of that tragedy, Kearns and the AIA are announcing an urgent assessment of access needs at other posts.
But we still have 14 other posts out there, and we're going to need more donors. We're going to need more Russ Salvatores. We're going to need more corporations to step up and help us meet our goal.
It was Russell Salvatore, the local businessman and philanthropist, who paid for the restroom project. He's vowing to donate to get other halls' restrooms updated, but even he says he can't do it alone.
There's many ways to raise money, raffles, so forth, and they should not have had to wait this long to get the facilities that I kicked off.
Salvatore, who is himself a veteran, says when it comes to helping those who served our nation, quote, you've got to be a little bit sick to say no. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.